Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman. This is your round 3 recap and round 4 preview for the CJ Cup. And joining me from the scene, it's Doug Bell. Doug, we were just talking before we went hot, and you were just singing the praises of Shadow Creek. I'm stoked for you to be out there.
Yeah, Rick, it's incredible. It really is. And each hole, you know, you go to some courses, you're like, hey, the 7th hole is the prettiest, the 13th hole is the prettiest. Every hole is amazing here at Shadow Creek. Tom Fazio, you know, he's the Hall of Fame course designer. This might be the greatest course he's ever designed. I can't imagine there's a better one than this. It is really a remarkable place. I want to play it someday.
That would be nice. Well, you know who else also thinks it might be Tom Fazio's best design? Is Russell Henley, because he's kind of taking it apart, Doug. He goes 66, 68 and fires a 67, 5 under par on Saturday. He was bogey free. Let's start there. Try to put into words for us how hard it might be to have a bogey free round around this place.
Wow. The greens are so firm and fast. And if you're in the wrong position on these greens, I mean, you're staring at a 3-putt, you know, right in the face. And that's why it's taking the guys so long to play, because the greens are so difficult to analyze and read, and they're trying to be extra careful. And Russell Henley has just been amazing for 3 days. You know, that putter, and you have all the stats, his first few years on tour, he was among the best putters on tour. Yeah. And then he had decline for a couple of seasons, and he talked about that the other day. He's worked really hard on his putting, and I think it's all coming together. Can he do it 4 straight days? That's the big question. So far so good, right?
So far so good. He was giving an interview after the round, I think it was on Friday, where he was talking about how confident he was on the greens because they're all so pure, and he just felt like he could roll everything in. The stats are backing it up, and he's striking it as well as he normally does. So looking for his first win, Doug, since the 2017 Houston Open. He's going to be 3 shots clear of his closest competitor. He's got a chase pack behind him, but we know what sleeping on a 54-hole lead can do to a guy on a Saturday night.
Yeah. And Xander Schauffele opened the door for him today. And after Xander's round yesterday, it was like, golly, how did that happen? It happens all the time. So I think those first 5 or 6 holes tomorrow are going to be absolutely crucial for Russell Henley. The par fives now, I don't want to say they're gettable. They're scorable, but again, you have to be careful. So we'll see what happens. Listen, Justin Thomas is not too far back. He's 5 back. He gets out to a fast start. Those guys look at the leaderboard. You haven't been there in a while. You get a little tight. So we'll see what happens. And again, playing in that last group, it's going to be close to a 6-hour round. Man, you have to have your mind in the game for a long time.
That's a long time to be locked in. You mentioned Xander Schauffele. Let's go there. He shoots a 2 over 74. He was our 36 hole leader. He was slow out of the gate, never really got much going. The funny thing, the good thing could be, we say so much, Xander's better from the chase position anyway. Obviously, he would have liked to go out and shoot a 66 today and kind of just put the nail in the coffin on the rest of the field. But now he's in that familiar chase position, 3 back of a guy who does not have a lot of winning experience on tour recently.
Well, the one thing about Xander, when he has come from behind, he's been hitting the ball exceptionally well. Not only his irons, which is kind of his MO, but he's been good off the tee. And so far this week, he has not been good off the tee, Rick. And so I think that's the key. Can he go to the range tonight where he was headed and fix something and tweak something where suddenly he starts putting in the fairway here? I don't know. I just don't see that happening. It's just one of those weeks. You know, to win a tournament like this, it has to be good in every level. And his driving has let him down for a couple of days now. And I think that'll ultimately be the thing that brings him down tomorrow.
Yeah, and he lost, especially on Saturday, he lost nearly two strokes on approach, which is kind of shocking for a guy as solid as Xander Schauffele is, who has this complete all-around game. To see him falter so poorly in one aspect is very uncharacteristic.
Yeah, I agree.
Shout out here, Lonto Griffin. Lonto Griffin, how about this? Getting better each and every round. He goes 70. 68, now 66 on Saturday. I'll tell you what, if he shoots a 64 and continues this trend on Sunday, he might win this thing. And Lonto was bogey-free, Doug, until he got to 18, and he hit his tee shot in the water, had to take relief, ends up making a bogey there. But all in all, super solid round.
Yeah, he's won before. Let's not forget he won at Houston a year ago. It took him 7 years to get out here on the PGA Tour. So he paid his dues, won in Houston, had a really good season last year. Works a lot with Vijay Singh, who's helped him not only with his game, but his mental approach. And he's really a cool guy. I mean, I really like him. I interviewed him tonight, and he's like, "Hey, bro, I'm sorry it took 6 hours. Sorry you're out there for 6 hours." I'm like, "You don't have to apologize to me." But really, he's a very personable guy. But Todd Anderson is his instructor, and got with him last week in Vegas, and they shifted a few things in his putting stroke. And Todd thought he needed to get more shoulders in the putting stroke. He was too handsy. And, man, I tell you, Rick, he's hitting everything. He had a great putting round today. Eagled 7, birdied 9, birdied 11, birdied 12, and rolled in a 17-footer for par save at 16, and almost rolled in a 30-footer for par save at 18 after that bad tee shot. So, listen, his putter's hot, but he told me he was going to the range. He said, "If I'm going to win again, I have to drive it better tomorrow." So he, right now, as we talk, he's out in the range hitting balls with his driver. So we'll see if that works.
I love it. He did, to put a little numbers behind that context there. Yeah, he gained nearly four strokes putting on Saturday. He's third in this field in strokes gained putting for the week. Doug, don't you love it when you work on something and you see immediate gains like the very next time you tee it up? You got to love that.
Oh, Rick, it's great. And, you know, it's funny. I'll go home next week, and I'll go to my club, and I'll play golf. And buddies of mine will come up and go, "Man, my game stinks. My game." I'm like, "Well, have you practiced?" And they're like, "Well, no." I'm like, "Well, the best players in the world, they know what's wrong with their game, and they go practice." So it sounds simple. It's not. But these guys really work at it.
All right, let's set the stage for a Sunday, a second straight Sunday in Las Vegas. We've got Russell Henley at 15 under par. He is three shots clear of a chase pack that includes Lonto Griffin, Taylor Gooch, Jason Kokrak, and that pesky Xander Schauffele. If you go a little bit further than that, Doug, Jason Day is five shots back along with Justin Thomas and Terrell Hatton. Are there any of those guys that you think can make a run? Is this Henley with three strokes, is that good enough? I mean, it's been a while since he's won.
I think it's going to get interesting, and I love the finish here, that par 5, par 3, par 5 finish.
Yeah.
And the 18th is a cool hole, right? It's a short par 5, but man, that green is treacherous. That is I love the finish here. So can Russell Henley hang on? I think it's going to be I don't think so. Taylor Gooch and Kokrak have never won before. They're in position, but I think it's going to be hard in this golf course. I like Justin Thomas. I think I like him roaring from behind from five back. And on this course with this field, I just think an elite guy's going to win. We'll see. It'd be pretty special if some of those other guys win. But my pick tomorrow is for JT to come from behind and win.
JT is 9-1. I'll tell you what, Doug, I kind of like both the guys at 10 under par or two of them. There's Jason Day as well. So Jason Day leads the field in strokes gained tee to green. Justin Thomas, to your point, he's fourth in strokes gained tee to green. If either of them get just a little bit of a hot putter on Sunday, I could see them making a run at this. I think I agree with you. You know, we saw how hard it is to kind of avoid the landmines all week long. We've seen that. I think it's going to be hard for anybody to kind of just run away with this. I think it's kind of wide open at this point.
Yeah, no, it's going to be crazy. And you know, every week, Rick, we talk about it. It comes down to the final nine on Sunday.
Yeah.
And this golf course, I mean, I'm telling you, 15 is a bear of a par four. And then when you get to 16, 17, and 18, hold your horses, fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be great. It's going to be very, very exciting. And you know, listen, those guys who've been there before, I think, have an advantage. The guys who've never won before, 6 hour round on this kind of golf course with this kind of pressure, I think that's awful tough on guys who've never been there.
I love it. Jason Day, 22-1, if that tickles your fancy as well. Doug Bell, Roll Tide. You're going to go watch the game right now, right?
Absolutely. Go to the sportsbook to watch that. And then later, there's a big fight in town. Big lightweight Lomachenko and Lopez. I might as well watch that. It's happening at my hotel. So we'll be there.
I love it. Enjoy it. You can follow Doug Bell on Twitter at Doug Bell ESPN. You can follow me on Twitter at Rick Run Good. We'll be back again, of course, after the final round to break it all down. This has been The First Cut, and we'll catch you next time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.